I'm joined by Veronica Sadowski.
Thanks, Michelle.
Essex Service Manager with Carers First. And she's in today to talk about National Carers Week, which starts next week between the 10th of June to the 16th of June. Who are Carers First and how did you become involved?
Right, so Carers First are a charity and we are commissioned. So that means we have a contract from Essex County Council and they fund us to provide a support service for carers across the whole of Essex. So we're primarily there to give out information, advice and guidance and emotional support to any and all unpaid carers who are aged 18 or over across the whole county.
Now explain what an unpaid carer is, because there might be people out there that don't put themselves in that category. So there's so much help available, but they might not think that they qualify.
I think that's absolutely right, Michelle. So one of our biggest problems is getting people to recognise that they actually have a caring role, because they see themselves as somebody's mum, dad, son, daughter, wife, husband. But actually, if looking after somebody is impacting on you in some way, and it could be your physical health, it could be your stress levels, it could be giving up your job, it could be the fact that you're not able to go and do some of the hobbies and interests and meet up with friends like you used to, then clearly that role is having an impact on your life. It's not about claiming carer's allowance, it's not about being registered with any authority, it's certainly not about living with the person that you look after. It is about, is what I'm doing for the person that I'm looking after affecting me? And if it is, then you are a carer and you need to recognise that and you need to get some support in your own right. So we are there to support carers because lots of other people are there to support the people they look after, and we're kind of the other end of the seesaw.
I think sometimes people will feel, I don't want to ask for help, or because that means I'm not doing looking after my mum or looking after my child or relative properly.
Absolutely, and people feel that, you know, they should be able to manage, in inverted commas, and, you know, it's a kind of an admission of something that they're not doing right, and it's not that at all. It's about recognising that we all need support at different times in different areas of our lives. Be a really unusual human being nowadays not to have a caring role at some point in your life. And it might be once, and it might be more than once, or you might be looking after two people at the same time. It might be for a short time, might be for a long time, but actually most of the national statistics show that 3 out of 5 of us will have that experience at some point in our lives. So we need to actually, as a society and as a community, think about how do we support each other when we recognise that other people are carers, even if they don't recognise it themselves.
And what do Carers First actually do? If somebody was to come to you and say, look, I'm looking after, for example, my mum, and you know, I'm taking her shopping and I'm doing all her washing because she can't get upstairs anymore, and you know, I've got difficulty getting access in and out of the house.
So at Carers First, if somebody registers, and anyone can register, you don't need to be referred by your doctor or a social worker or anyone like that, self-referral is absolutely fine. We'd have a telephone conversation with you first of all, get some information about what's happening, and it might be that we could just point you in the right direction, some websites, some phone numbers, and you'd be good to go, and maybe do a little bit of form filling or chasing yourself. But if people feel, oh, I can't cope with all these leaflets and things that people keep giving me and websites when I'm not very happy on the internet, we can go out and do home visits for people. We have telephone surgeries where people can have like a booked telephone chat for half an hour if that suits them better. Happy to meet you in Acosta's. Happy to book you onto a face-to-face surgery. So we have lots and lots of offers for people. And then ongoing, we have care and wellbeing groups across the county. And we like to try and source extra funding for things like training courses. So we have a training course coming up scheduled for Billericay to start very shortly. We have one in Basildon in the autumn. We try and get money to do outings and do extras. We're free, so we're free to register. We don't charge for most of the activities we do. Sometimes we'll ask people to contribute £5 or something and meet us halfway with a Christmas lunch or something. But we're a pretty reasonable charge, I think.
And also, we were talking about unpaid carers in Essex. What are the stats like for people in Essex?
Well, the last census was 2011, so clearly the information is quite old now. But at that point, 146,000 people declared themselves to have a caring role in the county. That's only the people who actually put that down on the form, and that's 8 years ago. So given the growth in population, the ageing population, the fact lots of people won't even have said they were a carer, the real figure is likely to be substantially higher. But that's a lot of people.
Now, next week, between the 10th and the 16th of June, is National Carers Week. So what events are going to be happening?
So Carers Week is quite a well-established national initiative that Carers UK, one of the big national carers charities, organises. And clearly it's around raising awareness of carers across, you know, the whole of the UK. And different centres put on what they want to put on. But in Brentwood, we've got two particular things which are really based around information. One is a stand at Brentwood Community Hospital on Wednesday, and one is my colleague Maureen, who actually covers the Brentwood area, will be here next door at the Brentwood Leisure Centre on Thursday, in conjunction with Chat First, as they have a chatty Thursday. And she'll be participating in that, so any carers could obviously come on down and see Maureen, because every carer is different, every situation is different, and people needs change over time. So the thing for us is that we're not brief intervention. We don't say you can only talk to us three times, or you can only talk to us over a period of 3 months and then, you know, we're going to take you out of the system. So there are carers who have been talking to ourselves and the organisations who provided the service before us for years and years, and they're not doing now what perhaps they were doing 3 months ago, 3 years ago. But they're still carers, and they still need support, and that support can look different. Most people's caring journey isn't a straight line going up or going down. It's a bit of a bumpy old ride that looks a bit like a wave. But you know, we're there to support people, whatever their circumstances.
And what other events have you had over in Essex over the last sort of year?
Oh, we've had lots and lots of things. So if I gave you an example of some of the other things that are going on in other parts in Carers Week, we were very fortunate that Beth Chatto Gardens, which is north of Colchester, between Colchester and Clacton, have donated the use of the venue. So the lucky old carers who live in Colchester and Tendring are going to have a nice day looking at Beth Chatto Gardens and having some tea and cake. We've got an event over in Epping. We've got stands in virtually all the hospitals. We've got stands in High Chelmer. We've got a marketplace that the Quadrant Store in Braintree are very kindly allowing us to hold in their restaurant on Tuesday. So it's a mixture of events for carers, and clearly a lot about raising awareness amongst the public.
And also about speaking to other people as well, because although the initial phone call, you're talking to somebody who will understand, when you go to events where you've got other people that are carers, it's meeting other people and you go, oh, you've had that too. And that, again, talking to somebody who's in a similar situation could be very helpful.
Absolutely. I think the carer feedback that we get is about how valuable they found the peer support from wellbeing groups or from one-off events. We do actually, within Carers First, also have an online forum so that the carers who are registered with us can actually talk to each other, even across different areas. So it could be that a carer in Essex is talking to a carer in Lincolnshire, but actually their situation can be quite similar, even though they're not in the same part of the country, so they can support each other virtually.
So what would be your message if somebody's out there now and they're listening and they're caring for somebody? What would be the most important message you could give them?
So I think the message is, you have value as a carer. Please don't think it's all about the person that you look after. Of course they're important, but you are equally important. And it would be really good if you registered yourself as a carer with Carers First to get the support you need when you need it. And don't wait until there's a crisis. Please do it when you're calm and you've got a chance to actually look at some of the information and think about your options going forward.
That's fantastic. That is Veronica. She's the Essex Service Manager with Carers First. Next week is National Carers Week. It's between the 10th of June to the 16th of June. And if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, carersfirst.org.uk.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Michelle. Thanks very much, Veronica. Just give me up to...